This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Commission has agreed to again consider the affiliation between Campbell County Health and Colorado-based UC Health. Campbell County Health officials appealed to the Commission, citing the importance of an affiliation amid the changing healthcare landscape, local economic downturn, and increased operational losses. A sticking point that holds up a positive vote is having a CEO that would not be a UC Health employee. The Commission agreed to vote again on the affiliation on the 20th. A man's request for a plea agreement that would have resulted in a suspended sentence in a sex crime case has been denied by a judge. Instead, Gilberto Zaragoza has been sentenced to prison for up to 3 years for repeatedly trying to solicit women for sex. Zaragoza's repeated failures to abide by his probation in past felonies were cited by the judge as justification to go against his plea agreement. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A push to develop the Powder River Basin and its 25 billion tons of available coal to spark a new carbon economy for Northwest Wyoming is aiming to evolve the region into the Carbon Valley, much like what Silicon Valley has done to become the hub of computer and technology development in California. Local, state, and federal officials are banking on the Carbon Valley to advance new carbon industries that go well beyond just burning coal. Even as thermal coal production declines, research, innovation, and development is key to keeping residents in Wyoming working and thriving. The key, according to industry experts, is to overcome the negative mindset regarding the industry, keep shipping coal, and finding ways to make it carbon neutral or even carbon negative. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.